To some among our kind, the great Lord Frith gives authority to lead, to others, power to fight, or wisdom to reason. On but a few, he bestows the blessing or the curse of dreaming dreams. One such is Fiver, and his dreams, however terrifying, will never let him go.
Hazel!
Hazel, what are you doing?
There's danger.
I'll run the other way.
Be careful.
They'll shine the light on me for sure.
Hazel!
No! Do as I say! I'll follow as soon as I can.
Don't do it.
Ah!
Hazel!
Watership Down by Richard Adams. Dramatised by Brian Sibley. Part 2.
Loss cuts as viciously as a claw. And like the pain of a bad wound, the effect of a deep shock takes time to be registered and felt.
Bigwig? Bigwig?
What? Oh, Dandelion. What a mess this all is. No word of Holly and his expedition. And Hazel's gone. Why did he do it? What leader risks his life and others for nothing?
Not quite for nothing. We now have two does.
Yes, two. We've only ever lived on a farm and know nothing about living in the wild like us.
If you give us time, we'll do our best to learn.
Clover.
You didn't ask to be rescued, Bigwig. You're not the only one who've lost a friend. Remember, Laura was left back there too.
Yes. I'm sorry.
What's Kia so excited about?
News. Holly, coming. A big hill now.
So, what went wrong?
Shouldn't we wait for Hazel?
Hazel?
He's not here just now. You better tell the rest of us.
All right, but it's not a happy story. As you saw, Silver's badly wounded, Strawberry here's sick, and we have no dose. We failed you.
No one's blaming you, Holly.
No. I don't know if I'm to blame or not. Ephrafa is like no warren you could ever imagine. It's vast and makes us look nothing better than a dirty little bunch of snivelling hedge scrapers.
They're terrified that men will find them and infect them with the white blindness. So the whole place is organised to conceal its existence. Entrances hidden, every single inhabitant under strict orders.
Yeah, Strawberry's right. Wide patrols keep watch to warn of danger. It's maximum safety for all, just so long as you're happy to pay the price.
Who runs this place?
Woundwort. General Woundwort, they call him. He's huge and terrifying. I don't think even you'd match up to him, Bigwig.
Blood, fighting and killing are all part of a day's work to him.
Yeah, there's a council responsible for every aspect of life, even feeding and breeding. Every newborn, or anyone joining Ephrafa, is marked with a savage bite. Under the chin, in the haunch, on the foreleg, a scar to identify you for the rest of your life.
You're only allowed above ground at given times according to your mark, and Woundwort's Ausla is divided into marked captains with their own officers and sentries.
It must alter them very much, living like that.
Very much indeed. Most of them can't do anything but what they're told. We learnt that soon enough.
There is nothing good about this place.
If that's true, Heisenthaler, why does everyone accept the situation?
What choice do we have?
Has it always been like this?
Not until the general came. There's a saying, the people of Ephrafa are as safe as the stars in the sky. Most of us die of old age, unless the owls that kill them off. But the system's breaking down. There are more of us now than the warren can hold.
Have any tried to leave?
Once in a while. A few days ago, several of us went to the council and asked if we could go and start a new colony somewhere else, far away. As far away as they liked.
They said no.
Woundwort wouldn't hear of it. And now we're marked down as troublemakers.
I'll take over here. Port to entrance aids. Yes, sir.
Oh, shh. I've said too
We had hoped that Heisenthal's request to leave Ephrafer might help us when we were summoned before the council.
Take him away!
Please, forgive me!
Shift yourself, Blackavet. You're lucky to be alive.
Look at the state of him. Ears ripped and bloodied.
Whatever he did, he certainly paid for it.
Bring in our new arrivals. Move along, you two.
General, thank you for seeing us.
Listen carefully. I'm going to explain the conditions under which you will live here.
It's been a misunderstanding.
A misunderstanding?
We're a delegation to ask for Ephrafer's goodwill and help.
Really?
We're a small warren with not enough females to survive. We were hoping you might allow us to invite a few of your people to come back with us.
That's out of the question.
Perhaps we might stay a few days and discuss this again.
Oh, yes, you'll stay. But there'll be no further occasion for you to waste the council's time.
That seems very hard.
You seem to think you're here to argue with us and drive a bargain.
We had thought that we were your guests.
We are the ones to say what you are.
General, animals don't behave like men. If they have to fight, they fight. If they have to kill, they kill. But they never set their wits to devise ways of spoiling other creatures' lives. They have dignity and animality.
And your name is?
Strawberry. Sir.
I shall remember you, Strawberry. Your mark, Captain, will tell you the rules.
So? How did you escape?
Holly came up with a plan worthy of El Herrera.
You're going to Silfley. Hurry up.
No, I'm here with a message from the council.
What message?
You're to report to the general at once.
I don't recognise you as a council messenger.
That's your problem. Well, I've delivered the message. If you're not going, I'll go back and tell him you've refused.
All right. All right.
And we ran for it. Of course, they were soon after us.
They're closing in! Keep running!
It was dark, raining. We didn't know which way to run. Ephraim and Ausler are chosen for size and strength, and they're so afraid of the council that they're afraid of nothing else.
They're gaining on us! We have to fight!
We were about to turn and fight when we came to a steep bank, sloping straight up.
Stop climbing! I don't think I can make it.
Yes, you can. I'm right with you. At the top, broad, flat pieces of wood with great metal rails fixed to them. A noise. A low humming. That's when Strawberry's courage saved us.
Holly! Silver! Cross the rails! Now!
Then it happens. Against hope, the Lord Frith sends one of his great messengers to save us. An enormous thing, as big as 1,000 Trudadil, but bigger, rushing out the dark, splitting the night with smoke and light and fire, roaring and beating on the metal rails till the ground trembled. Suddenly it was gone, rattling and banging off into the distance.
We've no idea what happened to the Ephrafans. Either they ran away or it cut them down.
Why Frith sent that terrible fire creature on our account is more than we shall ever know.
He brought you safely back to us.
We need you more than ever, because Hazel is gone.
No.
He has stopped running.
What happened?
Dandelion was there, he will tell you. I cannot.
And Fiver?
Fiver lives each day in a dream of grief.
What do you think I'm doing here?
I cannot understand the talk of men.
Do you want to know what he says?
That's not possible.
Let's suppose, just this once, that it were. Ask him what he's doing.
I'm putting up a sign.
What for?
It says, in memory of Hazel Ra. I'm supposed to hang him up on it. as a warning to other trespassers.
Oh, no! You can't!
That's true. I can't. Because I haven't got him.
What does he mean?
What he says. He hasn't got him.
That's where he's gone. Down that bloody hole, and I can't get him out.
No! What hole? Where?
None of your business, you little runt.
Fiver!
What? Blackberry, I know what happened to Hazel. He's not dead.
Fiver, he's gone. We all have to stop running one day.
He's alive. I saw him.
It was a dream.
We have to find him.
Fiver!
You know where he was shot?
We searched everywhere.
Take me there, now.
The man took him away.
No!
Fiver, I saw the blood!
But you didn't see Hazel.
No.
Because he isn't dead.
Is this the place?
How could I forget? The farm's just beyond that track.
Then he must be here.
Fiver, we've looked everywhere.
I'll just have to look again.
This is too dangerous!
I can manage by myself now.
Fiver!
Blackberry, quick! Over here! Blood! Hazel's blood!
Where is he?
In this pipe. Some kind of drain.
Hazel? It's Blackberry. I'm Fiver.
Fiver? I'm here, Hazel.
Oh. Hello, little brother.
Can you move?
No. Shot. Been shot.
We'll try to pull you out. Help me, Fiver. This'll hurt. Ready?
Yes. I can't!
You have to help us.
I thought I was finished.
I knew you weren't.
Can you put pressure on that leg?
I don't know.
We have to get you away from here.
Yes.
Easy. One step at a time.
Have to stop.
All right. But we must reach that hedgerow before that Ellil up there spots us.
Yes. So, Fiver found me.
I don't know how he knew.
How does he know anything?
Look out! Oh. Get behind me, Hazel!
Oh, it's Kihar.
Why are you shouting?
Kihar, thank Frith for that.
Hazel hurt, yes?
The farm men shot him.
You get black stones out.
Black stones?
Always with gun is coming little black stones. Take out black stones, you get better. Kihar, look, yes?
You better.
Two little stones. Kihar, have them out, yes?
Just do it.
There.
He's bleeding again.
Yes, bleed. Good, then better. Wait one day, two, then like before, yes?
Yes. Tell the others the news, Kia.
I tell them he comes soon.
I found a good place to shelter. Just through that hedgerow.
It's a steep climb to the burrow. And we'll never keep up with Blackberry. Are you sure you're ready?
No, but I'll have to try and find the strength.
If only I could do more to help.
You've done everything. We'd none of us be here without you.
You're sure we are here, then?
That's too mysterious for me, little brother.
I was thinking of the other place. The one we go to when we sleep and when we...
die?
Yes. I think El Herrera comes and goes between the two places as he wants. I could never quite make that out from the old tales.
Well, our bodies stay here. That's good enough for me.
But that other country... Some say it is an easy place compared with the dangers of living here, but I think that only shows they don't know much about it. It might just as easily be a wild place and very unsafe. And where are we, really? There or here?
You sound like that poet in Cowslip's Warren. Silverweed, wasn't it?
He terrified me. But I think I understood him better than anyone else because he knew where he belonged. And it wasn't here. As for where I belong, there are times when I'm simply not sure.
Well, be sure of this. I need you here. And tomorrow, I'm going to get up that hill.
How is Silfley on this beautiful dawn?
This must mean that the great Hazel Rye's coming. The prince with 1,000 enemies who defeats them all and lives to tell the tale.
No need to overdo it, Dandelion.
Nonsense, you carry on, Dandelion.
Hey, if I thought you were up to it, I'd give the great Hazel Rye a good cuffing and see what I got for my trouble.
I'm game if you are,
baby. I dare say. Well, I imagine that climb was more than enough exertion for one day, even for a cheater of death.
Hazel!
Strawberry, are you better?
More or less. I keep thinking I'm back in Epiphar.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, it'll pass. As long as I sleep a lot and sit in the sun.
With his heroic dash, Hazel has acquired a kind of magical quality in the eyes of his friends. There's no further suggestion that he was reckless in going to the farm. Against all odds, he has returned, bringing luck back to Watership Down.
What did you make of Holly's story?
Ephrafa sounds terrifying.
And he's not the sort to exaggerate.
No. But we've got to go back there.
Go back?
Try again.
How?
Not by reasoning with them, and certainly not by fighting. We'll need to do it by means of a trick.
Oh?
This trick has to do three things. First, get those who want to leave out of Ephrafa. Second, avoid pursuit. And third, vanish. There must be no chance of their finding their way to Watership Down. We have to disappear.
That would be quite a trick.
Yes. And this trick, Blackberry, is going to be devised by you.
I know you must have been really disappointed not to have got rid of me at Nuthanger Farm. So, I've decided to go a bit further next time.
Where's that?
Ephrafa.
You're not serious.
Well, that's the plan. We go to Ephrafa and bring back as many of those who want to leave.
Well, there are plenty who'd be glad to leave the place, if only they could. But I'd rather die than go back to Ephrafa, or anywhere near it.
I wouldn't expect you to, Strawberry. Or Holly, you both did your very best.
We didn't. We let you down, but you can't imagine that place unless you've been there.
Well, I've a pretty strong idea from what you've said. But we're going to do it.
I'm sorry, Hazel, it can't be done.
Blackberry and I have got a plan. I'll explain it.
Great truth, Hazel. I never thought the time would come when I'd have to speak against you, but if you go through with this plan, it will cost lives into the bargain.
He's right. Holly's right.
As I see it, we can stay here and try to make the best of things, or we can put them right once and for all.
I'm with Holly. The best thing to do with a place like Ephrafa is to stay as far away from it as possible.
Yes, there's a risk. But in getting to where we are now, haven't we faced one risk after another?
I'll come. I hate General Woundwort and his council with all my guts. And if we're really going to make fools of them, I want to be there.
Hazel?
Blackberry, what news?
Kihar's willing to help us.
Oh, fantastic. I've only one question. What does Fiver think?
I believe Hazel's right, and I will go with him. But I promise you this, if I have any misgivings, I shan't keep them to myself.
And if that happens, then I shan't ignore them. So, what do we do? Stay here and scratch each other's eyes out over two does? Or go and rescue those who want to escape from Ephrafa?
Well, if anyone's interested, while you're all thinking it over, you might as well know that I'm going.
Thanks for not trying to stop us, Holly.
Would there have been any point? Besides, loyalty is my second nature.
I know.
I'll look after things here, but please, don't underestimate the dangers.
I doubt Fiver will let me.
Send news by Kihar if you can. Now, Frith, go with you.
June is moving towards July as they set forth, through thick hedgerows transformed into dim, sun-flecked caves of flowering marjoram and cow parsley, across fields heavy with the smell of green standing corn, the song of the yellowhammer on the still, hot air, on past woods filled with shadows and the fear of dangers, pursuing a weary way until they come to the iron road and its singing rails, and still on again.
Hazel, you all right?
Yes, why?
The leg.
It's fine.
You should rest.
We have to press on, you know that. There's something else that you need to know. Come the time, you're going to have to be the one to carry through our plan.
Hazel, listen. Fighting, yes, anywhere. But this game is more in someone else's line than mine.
You're the only one who can do it.
Doesn't sound like you're giving me a choice.
You know I'm right.
You come. River soon. Go other side.
Swim across?
No. No swim. She big. She deep. She go quick.
Well, then how?
There is bridge.
A bridge?
Man thing. Cross river. Other side, close to Warren, plenty place to hide.
Should we risk this bridge thing, Fiver?
Your raid on the farm was far more dangerous than this.
What for? You wait!
Hazel, you mustn't hesitate.
I'll go first, but we have to get on with it.
Yes, I know.
Come on, then.
Wasn't so hard, was it? Not all strange things are bad.
Oh, I was concerned that none of us fell into the water.
Hazel, fearless but always anxious for others.
Here, come and look at this.
What's he found?
What is it?
Not know this man thing? He's hunt, sort of boat.
Boat?
Men make them, go on water.
Might just be what we need.
Explain?
It's like that piece of wood we used to get fiber over the stream when we first set out.
By Frith, I remember pushing that, and you're not getting me pushing this great thing.
What puzzles me is why it sits on the water but goes nowhere when the river runs so fast.
It's rope, tied up, see?
Oh, through that metal thing, and fixed back here on the bank.
Yes, bike through rope and boat gone damn quick, all the way.
Great golden Frith on a hill, it'll work.
What will?
Don't you see? We get everyone on this boat thing, and before General Woundworth and his Owsler can catch up with us, we bite through the rope and off we go.
What do you think, Hazel? Could you bite through that rope?
It's stretched tight. That makes it easier to gnaw. Yes, I could do that.
Yes, you go fine, but you do it quick, yes? Before maybe something change and man come and take boat.
Then there's nothing more to wait for.
So who's going to Ephrathah?
It has to be Bigwig.
Yeah, no,
I'd hope to have a bit more time to think this over. But I guess it's all to the good. I've never been much good at waiting.
It's all right. You go.
That seems to be that.
Send word by Kihar what you need us to do. We shall all be here, ready to back you up.
Better get on with it.
Dusk is falling as Bigwig comes to Ephrathah. General Woundworth is watching the Nirhine mark at Silfley.
General!
Yes, Campion.
The Thalesi here wants to join Ephrathah.
Wants to?
That's what he says, sir.
Come here. Who are you?
My name is Thlaley.
Thlaley, sir. What do you want?
As Campion told you, I've come to join Ephrathah.
He is Captain Campion to you. Why exactly do you want to join us?
It's your warren, isn't it? Is there something odd about wanting to join?
What can you do?
I can run and fight. I've been an officer in an Owsler.
Fight, can you? Could you fight Campion there?
If you want me to.
Don't be a fool, back down! Where were you in an Owsler?
Far off from here. Men destroyed the warren, I escaped, and I've been wandering some time. I heard of Ephrathah and have come a long way to join it. I thought you might have some use for me.
And you're alone?
I am now.
I dare say we might be able to find some use for you, as you put it. Campion will look after you tonight, and tomorrow you'll come before the council. Meanwhile, no fighting. We can give you plenty to do without that.
How's the mark, Slaley? Painful?
Still bloody. You've a strong bite, Campion.
In Ephrafa, you carry a mark for life. You're to accompany me on my watch, this way. Silfley has to be policed with diligence. You never know when trouble's coming.
How do you check them in and out?
We know them all by sight. That'll be part of your job.
What's that black rabbit doing just standing there by the entrance?
Oh, him.
Yeah, his ears are half ripped off. Veteran of some battle.
You, state your name.
Blackavar, sir.
And why are you not going to Silfley, Blackavar?
I am not allowed to Silfley at this time, sir.
And why are you here?
I come so the Mark can see me. And the punishment I have received from the council.
Punishment for?
I don't know, sir. I can't remember.
Tell him, Blackavar.
For my treachery in trying to leave the Warren.
He won't last much longer. You'll meet a blacker rabbit than himself one of these nights. Now, when they come up to feed, you keep guard here while I go out onto the field.
What for?
In case they try and run away.
Well, why would they?
A bunch of does started a row at council recently, complaining about overcrowding, asked to leave. Huh? The generals split them up between the different marks, and we've got a couple that need watching. That one's Nelfilter.
Who's your new friend, Captain?
Just keep moving. And you might try and teach young Nelfilter some respect.
Shall we all give respect where it's earned?
On your way. That's Heisel Flay. She was the ringleader. Keep an eye on her for me, Flaley.
Yes. Yes, of course.
Oh, by the way, about mating. You can send for any doe in the mark you want. Officer's perk.
You sent for me, Flaley.
I want to talk to you, Heisenflay.
I am in the mark, sir, and under your orders.
Come closer.
Sir?
Don't be afraid. Do you remember some time ago three strangers came to Ephrafa? You talked with their leader. His name was Holly.
How do you know?
I'm from the same warren. Did you hear what happened when they escaped?
A patrol went after them and Ephrafans were killed in the pursuit.
Crossing the Iron Road?
Yes.
Holly and the others got back safely and one of them is not far from here now with several others. Our leader, Hazel, and his brother, Fiverr, and they're waiting.
What for?
For me. And for as many others as want to join us. Do you believe me? Heisenflay?
Yes. I believe you.
How do you know I'm not a council spy?
I can tell. Holly spoke of your friend, Fiverr, and how he sees things. I see things too, but not often now, for my heart is in the frost.
Then you will join me. Oh. And persuade your friends as well. Heisenflay, do you believe we can escape from Ephrafa? Please, I have to know.
The danger's very great. But yes, we can escape Ephrafa. Beyond that, nightfall. Confusion. Fear. Fear. Men. Men. All things of men. A rope snapping like a dry branch. A rabbit riding a Harududu. I've become foolish. Tales for babies on a summer evening. I cannot see as I used to. Nothing more than the shapes of trees beyond a field of rain.
You need to meet Fiverr. He talks like that. And I trust him, so I trust you too.
My courage is so much less than it was.
I'm here now. How many in this mark could be ready to join an escape?
There's plenty of discontent, Lely. But they mustn't be told until the last minute. Spies are everywhere.
One more thing. We're taking Blackavar.
He's always under guard.
I know it adds to the risk, but I can't leave him behind.
Go be quick.
Yes?
He say sunset tomorrow.
Oh, at last.
Sunset come, Kihar go see Bigwig make escape. Drive off sentries. You all down by big arch under Iron Road. Bigwig come there.
We'll be ready.
So, everything planned good. And if Bigwig get chased, we all ready to fight, yes?
Get moving. Swiftly. Hurry up.
Under the weather, Captain. Never mind. You might be in for a surprise soon.
What do you mean, Nelfilter?
We might grow wings and fly.
Oh, no.
Stop your chatter. Move on.
Plainly. They're all ready.
The bird should be there. Wait for my signal.
Yes. Be careful.
This is it, then. Here we go.
Flurdy!
I want a few words with you.
Sir?
One of the officers reported seeing you taking careless risks with a large gull. Aren't you afraid of those birds?
Not particularly.
I see, you're strong. But those birds can be dangerous. What makes it even more curious is that those birds are not in season. I wonder why it's still here.
I couldn't say, sir.
Could you not? The officer mentioned something else.
Sir?
You have a very particular look about you. I'd say once seen, never forgotten. A few days back, this particular officer had been on patrol and reported seeing a group of travellers not far from here. He thought you looked familiar.
Can't think why, sir.
The day after tomorrow, I'll lead a wide patrol to try and pick up traces of these trespassers. I think you should come along. You can start impressing me with your skills.
Are you sure he said tonight?
Kihar waited. Bigwig no come. Maybe they find out plan, stop him. You think him finish?
I don't know. Fiver, I can't see. Everything's clouds and thunder. Ephrafa is like the bottom of a river. Anything could be happening in there.
I'm frightened, Flayley.
I know.
I told them all before Silflay. They were ready to run as soon as the bird attacked the sentries, and then nothing happened.
Wound word delayed me.
Now everything's at risk. Too many know about the plan. No secret can be kept in Ephrafa.
I have to get a message to Hazel.
Oh, Kihar.
Bigwig, he all right.
Oh, thank Frith. So what do we do now?
Tonight. He say it happened tonight for sure.
Flayley. Flayley.
What's wrong?
Nelfilter's been arrested.
When?
Just now. There's an order out that no one is to leave the Warren. She'll tell them everything.
We have to go. At once.
But the bird won't come till later.
Can't be helped. Get the others and bring them here. I'll think of something. Lord of the Starlight Ears, send me a sign.
Marjoram, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Oh, didn't you get the order?
Order, sir?
Early Silflay tonight because of the weather.
No, sir.
Well, don't just stand there. Move. Go down and fetch Blackavar up. And then we need to get the mark out of there to feed before the storm breaks.
We need to reach the Iron Road at the same time as Bigwig.
With that leg of yours, you'll not be able to make a dash for it.
The best thing you can do is stay here on the boat and wait for us.
I can't do that.
You must.
Fiver's right. We can't risk you being picked up by the Ephrafans.
Besides, we need that rope gnawed halfway through by the time we get back.
All right, all right. But if Bigwig doesn't come tonight, I shall go and find him, wherever he is.
The traitor Blackavar, sir.
I've brought you here for nothing, I'm afraid. Silflay's been cancelled. Look outside to see why.
Stormy looking. I wouldn't have thought it'd be enough to cancel Silflay.
Blackavar.
Yes, sir?
In a moment, I'm going to ask for your help. Don't let me down.
Sir?
Are you sure that Silflay's been...
Right. Blackavar, now hold him down.
Don't hurt me, please.
Keep quiet, or I'll kill you. You all right, Blackavar?
Yes, sir. You?
Apart from this shoulder. Listen, some of us are leaving. You can come with us, or you can stay. But you have to decide now.
I'll come, sir.
Good.
Bigwig,
Eyes in play, is that everyone?
All those who come.
Follow me, all of you, and keep close. Now! Come on! Now!
No sign of the bird.
We're too early. She'll find us. We need to get to the arch under the iron road. Keep the others together.
They're right here. Stay close to me, all of you.
Come on, then.
Halt! That's an order!
Don't try to stop us, Campion. Get the others to close up. Jump on any stragglers.
Everyone to me!
You'd better give in, clearly.
I don't want to hurt you, Campion.
You don't stand a chance.
Can I fight him, sir? He won't beat me a second time.
He's just trying to delay us. We keep moving!
Clearly, the General.
Round them up. Finish off that traitor.
You heard the General!
As for you, Blaley, I'm gonna kill you myself.
Kiha!
Others! They come!
What are your orders?
Dandelion, where's Hazel?
At the boat.
Right, Silver, get those stones to him. Blackavar will go with you. Dandelion, we've got to help Kiha.
Piper, we have to get them onto the boat.
They'll only do what Bigwig tells them.
Well, where is Bigwig?
I'm here.
Oh, Bigwig.
Pies and play. Tell them to get on the boat.
Yes, Lily.
Make them understand it's safe.
Oh, come on, we'll be fine. Come on.
Hazel, come on. The rope, is it bitten through?
Ready to break.
Then do it.
Dandelion's not here.
He was right behind me.
We have to leave him.
No. I'll hold them off.
Oh, look out.
I trusted you, Clayley. Now you can trust me. You'll either go into the river or be torn to pieces here. The whole lot of you. Patrol! When I give the word, we go straight into them.
There's Dandelion.
How'll he get past them?
As for that bird, it's not dangerous.
Well, tell her that won't work. She's coming right for you.
Where?
Dandelion, quick.
Thanks.
There's nowhere left to run.
No,
Hazel,
now. Done.
It worked.
The Kestrel swoops on the mouse and finds only the mouse hole.
There you go. I will find you.
Woundwort's not like the rest of us. He understands nothing of defeat.
That was a good trick you pulled just now.
But where is Kiha?
I don't know. I just know I couldn't go through all that again.
You haven't got to.
Thank Thrift for that. Hazel, this is Heisenberg.
I've heard about you and your courage.
And I've heard a lot about you, too.
How are the others?
None of us really understand what's happening.
The boat. We'd explain if we fully understood ourselves. Kiha.
So, all good now, yes?
Oh, without you, it would have been impossible.
What do you do now? Back to Big Hill?
Yes. And you?
Kiha go to Big Water. She's very late.
Will we see you again?
Kiha come see you on Big Hill, yes?
So you won't forget?
We'll be looking out for you. Come down suddenly like you did back there.
And fright all the little ones away, yes?
Go well!
Thank you, Kiha!
So, the Odyssey continues as the first faint touch of bronze appears on the green boughs of the beech trees. The wanderers return to Watership Down. For some, it is a homecoming. For others, an arrival.
Look ahead, little brother. Seems to be a welcoming party.
Hazelroth! Fymer!
Is everyone safe?
Everyone who went has come back. They'll be here soon.
And the mission?
You'll see, Holly.
We've watched for you every evening since you went.
Clover's going to kindle. That's fine, isn't it?
Yes. And now she'll just be the first.
In that moment, it seemed that the adventure was finally at an end. But we had forgotten that there is always one last bitter frost before the coming of spring.
Hazel!
It's Holly and Blackova.
Something's wrong. Woodwork tracked us here with his strongest forces.
We must leave at once and know them. Now,
anyone who wants to can go. We made this warren, and Frith only knows what we've been through on account of it. I'm not leaving now.
Nor I.
Then let's get everyone underground and the holes filled in.
Yes. Yes, do both those things.
Where are you going?
To talk with Woundwort.
What?
Bigwig, you're chief until I come back. Or until I don't. I've come to ask why you're here and what you want.
You were on the riverbank.
Yes.
What was left unfinished there will be finished now. We are going to destroy you.
You won't find it easy. We do better to come to terms.
Terms? These are my terms. Give back all those you took and hand over the deserters, Thleili and Blackavar.
I've come to suggest something different and better for us both. That rather than fight, our communities work together. A lot of your people are unhappy. It's all you can do to keep them together. But with my plan, things could be different.
Silence!
Don't our kind have enough enemies without us fighting among ourselves?
Oh, you're suggesting an alliance.
Exactly. Two warrens, independent, coexisting. Doesn't it make sense?
It is then that Woundwort is offered the opportunity to show if he is a leader of vision and genius or no more than a tyrant. The idea shines clearly before him, and fleetingly, he grasps it and realizes what it means.
What do you say?
You're in no position to bargain. There's no more to be said. Champion, tell Captain Mervain to bring everyone up here at once. We prepare for battle.
And this one, shall I kill him?
No. They sent this limping messenger to ask our terms. Well, he can take them back.
You tell them that if the runaways aren't waiting outside your warren with Thleili and Blackavar by the time I get there, I will tear the throat out of everyone in the place.
Dig! Break in and we'll finish them! Dig!
We seem to be putting them to a lot of trouble. All that digging will certainly blunt their claws.
Can they get in?
There's a lot of ground between them and us. The tree roots will hold everything together. But if they start further down, the roof won't hold for long.
River, cross. Dog.
Hazel, Fiver.
What are you doing, little brother?
Listening.
To the digging?
No. Something else. Oh. Close, deep. Leaf drift deep. I'm going, Hazel. Going away.
Fiver.
Water! I can't get across. Too dangerous.
Stop it. Before he panics the others.
Fiver, wake up.
If we're crossing this river, then we must do it straight away.
What's he talking about?
A large dog loose in the wood.
For Frith's sake.
I saw it crossing a clearing. Only a matter of time.
Hazel.
Oh, it's cold. So cold. Falling.
Of course.
What?
Dandelion, Blackberry, come with me. Bigwig, hold the fort.
Hazel.
Where are you going?
Hazel.
To gnaw another rope.
There's nothing left to dig, sir. The roof of the run will cave in as soon as we enter.
How many in there, do you think?
I cannot tell, sir. There's no sound at all. Maybe they're waiting to attack us when we break in.
They've not done much attacking so far. Three run off in the night and the rest skulking underground. They won't give us much trouble.
We're early enough. The dog's still asleep.
So what's the plan?
You stay up here. Dandelion and I'll go down to the farm.
And then?
You lie in the grass opposite the kennel, while I climb up on top and bite through the rope. You'll see it drop and the dog will be free. It's up to you to make it chase you. You're fast, so don't let it lose you. All that matters is to get it to Blackberry.
And I take it on from there, back to the warren.
And that should finish Woundwort for good and all.
If we all meet again, we ought to have the making of the best story ever.
They're getting closer.
Eisenflay and the other refugees are at the far end of the warren. The passage down to them has been blocked.
And when they break through into here?
Then it's as good as over.
This place wasn't built to be defended. We're not done yet. I have an idea. What if I were to dig myself into the floor of this passage?
Right where they'll have to come through.
Exactly. You three cover me up with earth. There's so much mess they'll never notice. Then, when Wilmwerk brings his troops, there'll be a surprise waiting for him.
Good work.
Delaying tactics, nothing more. But let's get digging.
Not easy keeping a balance up here.
The dog's waking!
I'm almost through the rope. You ready?
Ready?
The brute's hurt me.
Hazel, there's a cat! Oh,
that's all I need. The rope's ready. Let the dog see you now.
Look out!
Just go! Run, Dandelion! My leg.
No!
Ready?
Sir. Remember, you're Ephrafans, strong, trained. You're fighting against thieves and traitors for what's yours. I'll lead you to victory and you will show no mercy.
Let's get this business finished, Campion. Break the wall through. Let me in there.
One.
Thalele.
You told me once to start impressing you. I hope I have.
In the cramped space they come together. Claw to claw, head to head, chest to chest, bite to bite, pushing forward, thrusting back, force and weight against strength and will until injuries and exhaustion bring them to a standstill.
Wake. That you, Ollie? Everyone all right?
They're all right. Let me take your place. You need a rest.
God, no room to get past me. If I give way now, he'll follow and be loose in the burrows.
What are you waiting for, Thalele?
Leave it to me. I know what I'm doing. Come on then, General!
That dog's faster than I expected. Go, Blackberry.
You'll never make it.
Yes, you will. Quick! The others are depending on you.
Vervain. Sir. Thalele won't give us any more trouble. Just go down there and finish him off.
You want me to fight him, sir?
I need to see about getting the other walls broken through. Well, what are you waiting for?
Well, if you can't get the better of him, sir. Truth is, Flayley's had the best of it ever since he arrived in Epifer. Well, you know it, sir. The troops know it.
You listen, Vervain. If my authority goes, where do you think yours will be? You're the most hated officer in Epifer. Flayley has got to be killed.
Whichever of you's planning to fight me, let's get it over with.
We've unblocked another run out here. I can bring in enough troops to finish the lot of you. You might as well come out.
My chief has told me to defend this run. But until he says otherwise, I'm staying.
Flayley's not the chief. There's another, stronger than him.
Vervain.
What if he comes back?
Oh, you coward! All right, I'll finish him myself.
General! There's a dog!
What?
Run! Run for your life!
Wait! Come back, you fools! Come back! What? Dogs aren't dangerous! Come back and fight!
You did it, Bigwig. I'm not sure he heard me.
He was awake a little while ago and asking where you were.
bigwig. It's all over.
He's finished. Windward. Yes.
Yes.
Oh, no more fighting for me. I've had enough.
Well, I never thought I'd hear you say that.
So, the plan worked, I take it.
Touch and go, but yes.
We thought we'd lost him.
Last I saw, he was being pounced on by a cat.
It sounds unlikely, but I was saved by a man. Well, that is, one of their young.
How did you get back from the farm?
Wait till you hear this. The man brought me back. In a frou-de-doo.
He did, ride home in a frou-de-doo. That night in Ephrafer. My dream. Bigwig, remember?
I remember. And I remember what I said, too. I said you better tell that to Fiver.
You did.
Oh, let's tell it to him, then. Oh, and if Fiver believes you, Hazel Ra, then so will I.
For each, the saga has its own ending. General Woundwort, gone. Some say he still lives, but none have seen him. Others say he has stopped running, but no one has ever seen his body. Some of the Ephrafan survivors return to their home, where, under the leadership of Campion, life begins to change for the better. Others asked to join us on Watership Down and settle in quickly and well because of Hazel's determination that they should. Our community thrives and the first of many new generations is born.
And Hazel Ra? He is renowned for his courage and wisdom and for having come back from beyond not once, but twice.
I seem to know this story of yours, but I can't quite remember where I heard it.
Listen to him, Heisenthley.
It's your story that I've been telling.
Is it really about me? Or some great hero of days gone by?
Maybe they are one and the same.
All I know is that I've lived a long while and seen many things, much of which I would rather not have seen.
You look tired.
Yes. I suppose I am. I have a memory of something you once asked me, Fiver. Where are we, really? Here? Or in that other place where we go in dreams and... Well, anyway, it's turning chilly. I'll be heading back.
I'll come and join you soon.
Yes.
Hazel?
Little brother?
Nothing.
Good.
Fiver, what's wrong?
Can't you feel him?
He's coming, isn't he?
Hazel? Hazel Ra?
I didn't hear you come in. Do you want to talk to me?
Yes. That's what I've come for.
Do I know you?
Yes. You know me.
Of course. Your eyes. Red with a light that gives no light. Yes, my lord. I know you.
You've been feeling weary, haven't you?
Yes.
Well, I can do something about that. I've come to ask whether you'd join my Ausla. We shall be glad to have you, and you'll enjoy it. We might go along now.
Now?
If you're ready.
Yes. Yes, I'm ready.
To leave them all behind now?
Yes. But you needn't worry about them. They'll be all right. And thousands like them.
They will?
If you come along, I'll show you what I mean.
Time to embark on a new odyssey.
But I stopped running just a moment ago.
No. The running is just beginning. Well, are you ready?
Yes.
Come on, then. Let's run!
Let's run.
They reach the top of the bank, each with a single powerful leap. And together they slip away, running easily down through the wood, where the first primroses are beginning to bloom.
In part two of Watership Down by Richard Adams, Heisenthlay was played by Lindsay Marshall, Hazel by Gunnar Cawthrey, Fiver by Robert Emms, Woundwort, Paul Hilton, Bigwig, Alex Lanni-Pekken, and Blackberry by Finlay Robertson. Dandelion was Luke McGregor, Holly, Nicholas Murchie, Kiha, Karen Barkey, Strawberry, John Dougal, Silver, Gavi Singh Chera, Campion, John Bowler, and the farmer was David Stern. Other parts were played by members of the cast. Watership Down was dramatised by Brian Sibley, and the producer was Gemma Jenkins.